respected old timer who has had a real colorful career in this district. Mr. Wes Harper. Wes, how and when did you arrive?
Well, we came over the Edson Trail in February 1914 and arrived in the prairie during March.
What did you do after arrival?
Well, our first job that we did, we arrived and stayed overnight at Harry Gibson's, and the next day there was an auction sale being held about 3 miles up Saskatoon Creek where one of the homesteaders had decided to shoot himself. So we went up in the afternoon to the sale and purchased some feed and rented the place for a year. So we had a place already made to move into, a barn and a shack.
You purchased fur in the early days and for many years back. What price and kind some of the trappers that you had to deal with?
Well, in regard to the fur trade, I moved into the old town of Dawson Creek in January 1922 and worked several years for Howard Atkinson, operating a general store and trading post, and fur entered the picture more or less as barter, and the kinds of fur that were in the district at that time were lynx, squirrels and weasel, beaver and rats, marten, mink and fisher, and there were fairly large quantities being caught by some of the older trappers, by the names of Bernie Knutson and the Collison boys, Callio family, Callahazens, Nels Nielsen, Phil S. Line of Little Prairie, and Ted Strand, Jimmy Matthews, and many others. Approximately 100 trappers came into the old Dawson and they trained. Regard to prices of course vary from year to year. We've seen very high prices where silver foxes ran up to $500, and we've seen them where they were as low as $5. And the same in regard to the other firms. At the present time, the fur market is very low, and it doesn't look too promising.
What the entertainment did you fellows have, sports and so forth? I know you were a very good ball player.
Well, in regard to entertainment, why, I would say that the people enjoyed the dances more than anything else. They went long distances in sleighs and saddle horses, any way at all to get to the dances. They wouldn't miss them for anything. As far as the sports were concerned, why, quite a few young people in the country and some very good ball players that just came in or just graduated from school. And they, in 1914 and 15, there were 3 ball teams organized in the district, one in Dawson Creek Valley, one in Saskatoon Valley, and one at Rock Creek, or Rolla, as it is now known. And the games were very, very good caliber. 1915, we journeyed to Grand Prairie to play at the fair, and traveled by wagon, and it took us 10 days to go down and take in the fair and get home again. We were fortunate enough to win at Grand Prairie. Some of the old ball players are still in the district that were really top-notch, including, I shouldn't mention possibly any names, but I would like to mention Bud Piper because he's one of our outstanding players, and there are several others still in the district.
Well, it's nice to hear a review of some of these things in the old days, and it's nice to have you with us. And are you do you really feel that if it is to be done over again, that you'd come to this country, and would you stay? And you think it's all right, eh, Mr. Glenn?
Well, I don't know of any better country. I have had a few holidays and traveled around to the states and so forth, and I don't think that there's any better district any place. We have a climate that is healthy, and as far as staying here is concerned, well, I've been here most of my life.
Or what you do with the different stamps, you can stay in the dark, and people will not be free. Thanks very much for all the history that you've related to me.